From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston, bringing you stories of rural Missouri and beyond. May 22nd started out a balmy morning. It was unseasonably warm. Adam Bennett began his day, as he often did, with a nice 15-mile trail run.
I had run, I think, 58 miles for the week.
A few blocks away, Travis Keller is a runner, too.
I'd be up running usually around by 5:30 in the morning and run, you know, 5 to 6, 7 miles.
That Sunday, Travis and his wife went to church, then spent the afternoon at home doing chores.
We would just finish working in the yard, and I was in the shower because we were going to a friend's house to eat dinner.
Adam and his wife went shopping.
And I brought the groceries in, and I set them down.
My wife came in and said, hey, the tornado siren went off, and so we got out and nonchalantly, you know, big deal, because tornado sirens go off all the time.
And I went to get the second load of groceries, and I came out and I heard them turn on the sirens while I was out here. And I walked back in, I told my wife to turn on the TV.
Looks like between Joplin and Iron Gates is gonna see that rotation as well.
So we came out here on the front porch because we're kind of like, I don't know, I guess freaks, because we like watching the storm come in. It's kind of relaxing.
And that would appear to be a power flash. That could be from a lightning strike.
My wife started noticing blue flashes from the ground. She's like, well, that's weird lightning. I'm like, I mean, that's not lightning.
Tornado sirens
once again going off in Joplin. Those are definitely power
like
flashes that we are seeing on the ground.
And so I walked to the front door and opened it, and I could hear the tornado coming.
I am telling you to take cover right now.
We got in the bathroom. We were in there, I don't know, 30 seconds or so, not very long at all, and we heard a tree hit our house.
We cannot stress this enough. If you are in Joplin, please take cover.
That tornado just to the south of us on the ground. We can see it on our tower cam.
And within seconds of closing the bathroom door and sitting down with the kids,
I felt the roof come off and it got really loud. We could hear the tornado.
The glass being broken and the walls and the 2x4s just being snapped. The house, you could just hear it just being taken.
And next thing I knew, we were in the air.
This is a dangerous, dangerous situation at this point in time.
I don't remember anything else, but I don't know that I went unconscious either. It was just chaos.
I don't think it's going to hit our station, but take shelter anyway.
Yeah, take shelter immediately, folks.
And as quick as it was going over the top of us, it was gone.
We ended up back, if you can see that metal post, we ended up in a tree that fell behind the shed, and we ended up in that tree.
Can we just walk down there?
Sure. There was a tree that fell this way. The stump of it's actually over there, but we ended up right around in here.
So this right here on this corner was where my house was set. It's just, I mean, there's no house. There's nothing. I mean, on my block, there's not a structure at all.
It's been just about 6 months since the EF5 tornado plowed through a 13-mile stretch here in the heart of Joplin. It's hard to quantify the destruction, but if you take Adam's story or Travis's and multiply it by 9,000, then you get an idea. That's the number of people who were left homeless after the storm. But slowly, life here is returning to normal.
Kelsey!
For some people, the way to get there is by running. Travis now leads this running group 2 or 3 mornings a week. On this Thursday, it's an hour before dawn.
Okay, let's just head up Main Street. Thanks.
After a couple of minutes, the buildings end as we enter the tornado path. Beyond the glowing chain of streetlights, it's impenetrably dark. It's actually the first week these lights are back on.
It's a beautiful sight, because before when you'd rain down here, you run into a black abyss. I mean, it was just nothing.
Travis says it took him months to get back into running. He was too busy sorting through the bits and pieces of life to even think about it.
But once I got out there to run, it felt so good. I mean, it really did. It just felt like you have all that weight on you and you just thrown it off.
For Adam Bennett, getting back to normal hasn't been so easy. That tree he landed in, it crushed the tibia and fibula in his right leg.
I was under the fork of the tree, and there was a kitchen range, a stove on top of me.
Now he walks with just a slight limp. He and his wife have settled into a new house. They wear new clothes, drive new cars, and Adam's back at work. He's a math teacher at Joplin High School. But running is still painful and slow. He misses his regular daily running routine.
putting on the running shoes after school and going out to the trail. I mean, I did it every day, and you know, it becomes kind of, I guess, part of you. And when you can't do that, it's just, you know, it feels like part of you isn't there.
We're always going to be marked with the tornado, and that's going to be something that identifies Joplin for a long time.
Ruth Sawkins is a trainer here in Joplin. She also organizes triathlons and marathons. She says these kind of events can help the community to move on.
Since marathons bring in a lot of people from out of town, it shows people outside our community we are moving forward, and we haven't forgotten about the tornado, but we're not going to let it define everything we are.
If you're a non-runner, don't stand out there with the rest of the runners at this point.
In October, Ruth helped organize Joplin's second annual Mother Road Marathon along Route 66. This year, runners came from 25 states and 6 countries.
Brynti Svavastóttir from Iceland.
She's run marathons in all 50 U.S. states. Not a common feat among Icelanders.
No. I'm the record holder of how many marathons I have run. I think this will be my 134th.
Really? You're the record holder in Iceland?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Gatorade. I'm Tom Skinner. I'm on my, I live in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and I'm on my way to see my parents who live in Wichita, Kansas. And yesterday I stopped in Boonville, Arkansas, and ran their marathon, and drove up here today to run this one.
So this is just kind of a pit stop for you?
Yeah. I picked Joplin. I mean, I had looked, and I knew there was a marathon here, and I decided, you know, I'm not going to leave $1 million here or anything like that, but what money I'm going to spend, it needs to go into some economy, and I just as soon see it go into this economy as opposed to someplace else.
The race in Joplin attracted over 600 runners.
Runner.
It helped fill up hotels here. For a few days in hotel dining rooms, nylon-clad runners mingled with the Carhartt-clad construction workers who've been coming and going since May. The storm left behind 4 million cubic yards of debris. Workers and volunteers spent all summer carting off the wreckage.
I hurt worse than I've ever hurt.
I'm exhausted.
But now, people are applying for construction permits, and the contractors at the hotels who were at first busy with demolition are now busy rebuilding. From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.